Greetings, podcast listeners. This is Craig Mason.
And I'm Lindsay Price.
We're recording this from the beautiful Central Park in New York City, where we've just completed our first conference of the busy fall conference season, which was the Educational Theater Association Conference.
We were really skeptical about this conference. They split up. The conference into blocks. Usually what happens is that the exhibiting takes place over a number of days, and also on those number of days there are workshops. And for this conference, it was only registration was the only thing happening, and then the exhibiting. The exhibiting was in a Broadway theater lobby.
So we thought it was going to be one of those, like your standard Broadway theater lobby that has room for about four people in it. And it turned out we were in the Gershwin Theater, where Wicked is playing right now, and it was huge. There was tons of space, and it was really they really did a good job with the lobby space. They set up a whole area of the lobby that just had an exhibit on Wicked, and they had costumes out, they had prop pieces, they showed they had the flying harnesses, they showed how some of the special effects are done. So it was a really great place to be. And Lindsay, the other thing we were concerned about was that usually when we're at a conference, the only thing that's competing with the conference is, you know, the airport, Hilton or something. Here, I mean, you have the entire city of New York competing with you. And all of the we saw a lot of people. A lot of people came by.
And that's another thing. We felt, it's been a couple of months since we've done a conference, and we felt so welcome. People were coming up and hugging us, saying hi, saying, oh, we did such and such a play in the spring, and it was great, or we're doing such and such a play, or, hey, I hear you're coming to our conference, and we can't wait to see you. We also met a number of people who didn't know anything about us, and that was great. It's always great to say your introductory spiel about who we are and what we do, and then to see somebody go, oh, wow, I never heard of you. That's so great.
And the other thing we started doing here was we started the early promotion of the Shout contest. Shout is a new musical that Lindsay's working on with composer Kristen Gauthier, and we're having a contest coming up to videotape a scene from the play. We started promoting it at the conference, and we hadn't even put two and two together that drama teachers, a lot of them, also have also teach a film course. So people were really excited about it. People were talking about making a class project of it. People were talking about how excited the kids would be to have this material to work with.
And that makes us excited because we just get an idea of what these films might look like, and that's really fun. So it's been a really wonderful time. And then this morning I taught my first draft Foothills workshop, which is all about taking a play to the next draft. And I had a wonderful, very focused group of teachers, and it was a lot of fun, and it was also great to talk about theater. The other workshop I'm doing, which I am extremely, extremely excited about because it's very cool. It's very cool for me to, like, workshop something, a play of mine with a local company. I am working with Tada Youth Theater, and I've had a couple of plays read by Tada in the past. I've won a couple of their youth playwriting contests, and I called them up and I said, hey, I'm going to be in New York. Is there any way that you've got any teens who might be interested in reading and workshopping a new play? And they were really excited, and all of a sudden I'm doing a four-hour workshop tomorrow on the script of Shout. I know it's going to be a great read because they're extremely talented, and I'm really looking forward to it.
In the middle of all this, of course, we're seeing theater. We saw Spring Awakening last night. Tonight we're going to see The Misanthrope, and also a production of this neat little piece called Too Much Light Makes Baby Go Blind. So we're really excited to be at the center of the theater universe, really.
It's New York. It's a great place to be. It's a great place to start our season.
And wrapping it all up, this is Craig Mason.
And Lindsay Price.
And this is the Theater Folk Podcast, recorded live in Central Park in New York City.